And now let's take up, as a process, beingness processing. The first thing let's discover about this process is we must be running, then, a secondary process. In the first place, it has on a higher echelon a lot of mechanics and making space. Making space is a higher valued process than beingness processing. So we don't expect any tremendous and remarkable results from beingness processing because to a large degree we're concentrating on somebody being a symbol of one kind or another and not being an orientation point. Now, the individual who has dug in, let's take just that horrible fixed, nailed down case who is just not going to change, he's not going to get out, he doesn't have any space to amount to anything, but he's holding on like mad, he doesn't exteriorize. This case, of course, has come to the inevitable conclusion that his body is the one, only, last possible orientation point. And he objects to it being mobile. And the more it's mobile, why, the less he's going to move. So he's just decided that this is the case. The body is the point. He isn't he, you see. The body has the orientation point. And it is mobile, but we'll just disregard this. And we'll make it as slightly mobile as possible. And we get the fellow who has to hold onto enormous masses of things. We get the granite columns of the bank and the granite interior of the president's head. See, he's not going to move any more than is possible. And he reflects this in his speech. He says, well, now, as far as, well, are you really sure? All they asked him was, did he want his inkwells filled? This is your boy. Communication lag sets in to the degree that a person is removed from the orientation point and is an actual distance measure. And it measures against time on what the person is using in terms of energy. How long would the energy take to go back to that point and to the preclear again? This is what he considers. So your preclear is not where he is, wherever he has a communication lag. He's scattered around the environment someplace. He's on the other side of the United States, or he's on the moon, or he's on Mars, or he's someplace else. So as far as that subject is concerned, that was the last orientation point when he gave it a solid consideration. And what we do is we get geographical locations and considerations combined. And we get the mechanical action there, which you observe as an auditor, known as a communication lag. It's the individual going to the point which was the orientation point where he made the consideration on that subject, which he is now trying to reconclude, and back to where he's sitting again. That's that. It's quite an interesting manifestation because, you see, that is many-rooted. See, he's got lots of roots to get back to that original point. And as many changes and roots and changes in roots as he has to follow, you see, gives you the composite distance. Now, I'm just giving you this mechanically just to show you that isn't even valuable to you, by the way. What's valuable about it is, however, that the distance which is entered into the communication is not what you would consider as no distance. You think an individual has no space who has a long communication lag. No, he has no space where he is, but he has some space from someplace else, you see? So he has to get to that space before he has space. In other words, to enter this subject at all, he's got to get over there. And it's just to this degree that mechanics enter the individual's thinkingness. Fixed mechanics, particularly mechanics such as this universe, which has as its primary postulate, survive and no change ever, never, that your preclear is having a rough time. The more mechanics he has agreed with, and the more mechanics he is depending on, and the more automaticities which he's packed himself in with, and the more that's being done from him, all adds up to communication lag. Let's say it was really only in the other part of the United States in 1776 that he made his last postulate on the subject of self-determination. You ask him, now, what could you decide for yourself? Long communication lag. Well, this was at Concord. And we'll get some kind of a communication shuttle, which will go back through a lot of graveyards, and it'll go a lot of here's and a lot of there's, and it'll finally wind up in Concord, and then it'll turn around and come back to where he's sitting again, and he will have had to remake slightly his consideration at Concord. Now, this is far-fetched, and is not actually the exact way it works, but this is just an analogy of how you can see this. You see, he has to... He runs a long communication chain, which is through a lot of masses. Now, the fact that he is packed in a lot of masses, mass plus mass plus mass plus mass plus mass, is the fact that he is buttered over a lot of area. You got that? Why you don't see these masses worth a nickel sitting in front of the preclear is because they aren't where his body is, but he's where they are. And if he's where they are, plus he's where they are, plus he's where they are, you see, you'll get these masses appearing to be completely tightly packed together. Now, if we were to go around the preclear with an electronic wand looking for these energy masses, we wouldn't find them. We would find the physical emanation of the GE and the pattern of the GE. And I've already graphed this and plotted it and so forth. We don't find these ridges. But we find ridges... And the preclear can walk out of the room and we'll find the same ridge. There's somebody's ridge sitting there. Not necessarily the preclear's. Not necessarily influencing the preclear in any way. But there's somebody's ridge there. There's ridges all over the place. But are they the preclear's particular ridge? Well, they're on various wavelengths and so forth. You can talk all you want to about energy, and you can make all the nonsensical observations you want to about energy, because energy is itself basically a consideration. And as long as that's a consideration with which you've agreed, you, of course, could agree to anything. And the flexibility with which a preclear handles energy is only this fact. The preclear can flexibly agree or change his considerations on anything. But when he's got an agreement with an awful lot of people, let's say a few billion people, well, he really has a hard time trying to shift his agreement on this basis. It's just a sort of a mass proposition. So he doesn't immediately... knock out and vanish this planet. See, for everybody. He doesn't vanish the planet for everybody because he recognizes that the planet is here on a solid, broad agreement. He doesn't then handle the physical universe with a wild abandon that he handles his own energy. Now, he can consider any kind of energy into being. And he can change it any way he wants to, as in mock-up processing. And he can handle ridges, and he can go around and be in this ridge and that ridge and other ridges and all over the place. And it's quite interesting, merely because his considerations are independent of agreement with anybody except himself. And all he has to do is change his past agreements. Well, when you've got a lot of people agreeing on the fact, and we're co-seeing, because we're co-agreeing, it's a little bit more difficult for the preclear to change that kind of energy, because he'd have to change an awful lot of agreements at the same time to get this manifestation, to have people agree with him that Earth had vanished. See, that one is the sleeper. You don't quite look at it. You're so used to having people say, yes, that is true, see, that you think to make Earth vanish, you would then have to have people say, yes, that is true. So to get Earth to vanish, as far as you're concerned, would also have to be followed with the idea of people ever all saying, yes, Earth has vanished. In other words, they would have agreed with you. Well, you say, well, Earth wouldn't have vanished then unless, you know, well, Earth, you wouldn't have made Earth vanish. Oh, yes, you would have made Earth vanish. You made Earth vanish without everybody agreeing that it vanished, which is a specialized kind of vanishment. See? Nobody else agreed that it vanished, but it vanished, you see? Now, if we went around and we got a lot of people all mixed up in a cult, such as one of those old-time cults, such as Dianetics, that they used to talk about, and we got everybody all agreed very thoroughly right across the boards on the fact that Earth had vanished, everybody said, well, now we'll unmock it. At the count of three, we will unmock Earth and all the bodies on it, you see. Why, everybody in the field of Dianetics would have agreed with everybody else in the field of Dianetics. We didn't have any Earth here anymore. And they wouldn't have gone on inhabiting it either. Psychiatry fortunately didn't recover that solution. They might have used it. They were pretty frantic there for a while. But all of our thinking is flexible to the degree that an individual is free to change, and to the degree that he doesn't need confirmation from others. You see, you say there's so many people agree that it's here. By golly, it's here. See? Well, to undo that, you'd think then that you'd have to undo all the agreement with everybody, and then it would vanish for everybody, and that would be that. What are you worried about it vanishing for everybody for? That's the Atomic Energy Commission's goal. That's not our goal. All right, they want everybody to agree it vanished by blowing it up. Now, everybody has agreed to enough modus operandi to make an atom bomb. Now, we've agreed enough about energy on the backtrack so that when a certain activity takes place and when an explosion is concatenated against the certain Rudigerads and the morons, that's, by the way, a new element, a moron. It fits between a neutron and a physicist. And we've agreed to this certain pattern, and so these particles actually behave for any life monitoring them. Now, this is an interesting thing, that these particles themselves seem to have a sort of a telepathic power. In other words, energy, mass, sort of telepaths what it's doing. A very interesting fact. And one in parascientology, which needs a lot more study for you to ever say anything about it. We don't happen to want it or need it in processing. It's of no great consequence to us. We completely neglect all telepathy and still get there. All right. Where then does beingness processing enter in? An individual who has gotten bad off on the subject of space, who has any confusion as to where he is, who is wondering any degree where he is, and who can't himself see with a lot of reality, is having a great deal of difficulty with beingness. See that? Now, one of the things that the society tries to do is to force everybody to be something. If you could just force everybody to be something, you would first force them into a mobility and so on, and then out of the mobility, fix them. See? And you would have such organization as the Fat Boys Institute back at Washington there, collecting fingerprints. Their goal in doing that, basically, was to sort of scatter people out so they wouldn't ever communicate in contact again. You know, a criminal will not communicate with crime because people will know when he's done the communication. He won't communicate with banks because the FBI will know he's been there. That's scattering him. But if he does communicate, then they're going to use this to pin him down. They're going to put him in a jailhouse and put walls around him, which he believes he can't see out of. In other words, identification then serves these two functions, one to disperse and the other one to fix. So an identification comes in with attention. You'll find out the attention of the preclear while you're processing him goes in this form. Fixed is the basic, and above fixed is dispersal. As you start to run something, you run into the dispersal, and then you get into the fixed spot. We took that up a little earlier. Now, there is a tension at work, and viewpoint of dimension also has in it the ingredient of attention, doesn't it? So here you have a dispersed kind of attention, or attention which is running all over the place, which would be the behavior of symbols, or a fixed kind of attention. You could watch or look at fixedly something that had stopped. Well, anything that is thoroughly stopped makes for itself a new universe. Well, this activity of the mind of trying to locate itself in its own universe or in any universe or orient itself and get particles related to other particles and still have things and so on is quite often on a case first entered at the level of beingness. Now, let's take it this way. We have an individual who doesn't know who he is. Let's take a severe case of amnesia. How would we tackle this severe case of amnesia? Well, there'd be an easier way, which I will take up in a moment, but we could tackle it this way. We could say, all right, well, let's see what you can be. And we would find immediately this person couldn't be anything that had possibly come to mind. And after we'd worked with him for quite a while, we would discover, strangely and oddly, that he could be a frog. Well, that's fine. Now, what else can he be? He could be something else, and 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 gee whiz, what do you know? He actually could be a symbol. What's happened there? You've got somebody who has dropped below the level of a symbol. Now, what's the difference between this and an individual who hasn't a good memory? That's definitely coordinated. I didn't remember his identity. He didn't remember. Now, how would beingness enter in there? Well, is he being something that should remember? This is his consideration. Is he being something that should remember? Now, you'll find that the individual, when he is being something, is also being some or many of the considerations of this thing he's being. Let's say we get a preclear, and this preclear can be a tea caddy. Therefore, this preclear will have an idea that he ought to get into hot water. Though literally, actually. He'll have an idea that he should sit on tables. He'll have an idea that he should be handled carefully and not dropped. That he should be kept closed. Anything that was the injunction, the considerations which have been handed out to a tea caddy. See, I mean, anything, it doesn't matter, a tea box. Now, that sounds silly, doesn't it? Well, now, how about your preclear who comes along and he's got a lot of things he's really worried about? Let's go into Freudian analysis and discover that these individuals had strange and peculiar characteristics that nobody could track anything up to. They tried to rack it all up on sex, and it didn't quite all rack up on sex, and these individuals would come in, instead of knocking, they would scratch the door. Well, this didn't add up to any kind of a sexual object that they could do anything with and so forth, so they just had to abandon it and not look at the data. One of the handiest things science does is whenever a datum comes in which it can't explain, it sets it aside and forgets it. It doesn't catalog it or file it. That's one of the wickedest processes in all observational sciences. When the data comes up, they can't explain it, they file it. You'll find more people doing this that think they're doing scientific research. Well, if they just kept an intelligence file, you might say, on psychotics and neurotics, it would have added up sooner or later that these individuals were assuming characteristics of something or other. Well, then we would have said the first thing an analyst should have done, instead of trying to attempt some kind of a transference, which is to say get the patient to be the analyst or to set up a resisting barrier against the arguments of the society or whatever they're trying to do. I'm being facetious now. You would have thought, hey, look, this guy is being something which has these considerations attached to it. But that was much too wide a thing. That data would have fallen into the laps of psychoanalysis if they just kept a good record. It, all they had to do. Science pretends, you see, to keep a good record and then adjudicate from the record, and this would be all right if they didn't throw away all the extraneous data which didn't fit with the current theory. See, what they're doing really is trying to evaluate and prove and make nice a theory rather than make data evaluate for them. All right, let's take a look at somebody's characteristics. He scratched on the door. He has a rather whiny tone of voice. He looks kind of beaten, you know, and so on. And as we look at this individual, we'll say, gee whiz, you know, that guy is being a lap dog or something. We could even prove it up. We could ask him what he liked to eat, and we'd find out that he liked chicken bones and so forth. This guy, by the way, might be perfectly sane. He just happened to have these various characteristics. Well, now, would it do you... It could have done analysis an enormous amount of good. They still might be in business if they'd only gone whole hog on transference. If they just found out that preclears could be hogs occasionally, and that's what made them grunt. Instead of grunting was some kind of a dramatization of toilet training or something. You know, they had to get that sexual significance in there in some fashion or another or something close to it. And if they just hadn't been riding that theory so hard, why, they might have seen a lot of things, but they didn't see them. Now, you as an auditor then shouldn't make the same mistake. Somebody comes along to you and he's doing this and he's doing that and he's doing something else and he's worried about the fact that he suddenly does inexplicable things. I ran a preclear one day who was very worried that he did inexplicable things. Very worried because he would suddenly walk off of sidewalks into telephone posts. just walk right off the walk into a post, and it upset him. This fellow was a business executive of considerable experience and a nice guy. But he'd walk off of sidewalks. He also did other strange things. He would very often scrape his ankle on things. He had a lot of little strange peculiarities. And you know what he was being? He was being a car. That's all. A car which was uncontrollable and which ran off roads and which ran off sidewalks and which scraped its fenders against curbs and so on. He was just being all this various string of consideration of cars. Well, every once in a while he'd speak of himself as well, socially he was a flat tire. And so on. His speech was sown with this. Well, you say, well, this would have gone back to something or other. There should have been a wider explanation for this. Well, unfortunately, there wasn't. The individual was fixated on vehicles one way or the other, and he drifted off into being a car. It wasn't that he had been in an automobile accident in this life, which fixed him in the valence of a car. But, traced on the E-meter, it was way back on the track where the individual had come into collision with mobile machinery, and it had won. See, it wasn't even in this lifetime. All he had to do was get born into this lifetime and just take a look at cars and then pretend he was a car for a little while he was a little kid, you know. Go around, brrr, and so forth, and he found out he started doing this and he couldn't stop it. And then he decided that was too horrible to contemplate, so he just laid that aside and forgot it and went on being a buried car. He wouldn't admit that he was a car. Now, how would the auditor enter this kind of a problem? That's very important, isn't it? You would just fish around. You'd say, well, let's see what this individual's doing. Let's get the numbers of ways you could tackle this problem. Let's get all these things. Let's carefully observe the thing, and let's keep a tremendous data record. And let's add all this up, and let's spy on the fellow, and let's get notes from his wife. In other words, a psychoanalytic approach. Would we have gotten any place with this? No, because what is at fault is not that he is being a car. That's what's not at fault. It's the fact that he becomes things and can't unbecome them. That's what's the matter with him. Get that? Very broadly. Then any case that is walking along that doesn't immediately exteriorize and go around flying around the universe is having some trouble with orientation points, which means he's a symbol of some kind, and he probably isn't even being a body or himself. That is his own name. He certainly isn't being a Thetan, so there is something wrong with him right away. If he isn't being a Thetan, there's something wrong with him. Well, he's being some kind of a mass with meaning and mobility. And that means that he is stuck on the whole subject and thought of beingness. He's stuck on beingness. I mean, he's got to be something rather than he's got to do something or have something. It's be. He's got to be that symbol. He's got to identify himself and so forth. He's pushing at it. And you'll find this goes along and gets very bad. It gets to be the only one. He gets to be the only one in the world. You think, by the way, rabbits, cats, and so forth might be in good psychic condition. They aren't. They are actually, their GEs psychically are run off into that rut. They are being a rabbit and a cat. About the GE. Boy, is he very thoroughly and convincedly being. Is he very, very thoroughly and convincedly being a body? Well, let's not have the Thetan enter into this same consideration. Let's not have the Thetan enter into this whole consideration all the way along the line and ruin himself by plunging into the same kind of an agreement with the body. The body is agreeing that it's a body. So the first one your preclear has bypassed, stuck on and bypassed, is that he's a body. He goes into the body. He agrees with the body to that degree in that he is concurrently in the same space with the body. Therefore, he thinks of himself as a body. And the next doggone thing you know, boom, he can't even be a body. See? So you pick up most of your preclears who can't exteriorize below the level of being a body. They can't be a body with certainty. They're being something else. Now, above that level, a Thetan who can be bodies and statues and buildings and solid objects in general, which are fixed, they're in pretty good shape. But how about the fellow who is only mobile, solid objects? Now, we've gone downscale there, haven't we? Mobile, solid objects. The individual who is mobile solid objects is way down below, and we get up a little bit further, and we get him to be somebody who can be bodies, and we get up a little bit further up along the line, and we get him so that he can be fixed solid objects. He's in pretty good shape by this time, and we get up a little bit further along the line, and we find out he can be nothing. So the way we tackle the problem is to render flexible the preclear's ability to be, and by rendering the preclear's ability to be into a greater flexibility, we remedy this whole process of non-exteriorization. An individual who is convinced he is being an object is not, of course, able to get out of the object. The day you saw the Empire State Building get out of the Empire State Building would be what that individual would do without Scientology. He would be the Empire State Building trying to get out of the Empire State Building. You say to this individual, now, all right, let's be 3 feet back of your head. Now, this individual is quite competent in society. He's all right. We're not treating in Scientology except where we can't help it ourselves as an auditor, the neurotics and psychotics. We're treating normal people. We find out this individual doesn't get 3 feet back of his head. Why? Well, you know, this individual might be chronically being a steering wheel. Did you ever see a steering wheel move out of a head? Well, just look at the impossibility of exteriorizing the guy. Now, it's a matter of consideration and conviction in the final analysis, isn't it? So if the individual can't be a point which views space and be his own orientation point, to some degree, he can't exteriorize. Because there's, in the first place, there's no space to exteriorize into as far as he's concerned. Car doesn't make any space, except where it's chromium plated. And that's just a mistake. So what do we see here then? We see an individual going down this line. First, he assigns his ability to create space to solid objects, and then he himself becomes a symbol, and then as a symbol, assigns more solid objects the ability to create space to him, which confuses him, because now he has several orientation points, and believe me, there can only be one. Anytime you show me some space which stems from five viewpoints, I'll show you a complex piece of geometry, believe me. And that's the preclear's map of these comm lines, too, a complex piece of geometry. And then after he decided this was too complex, he couldn't stand this anymore, he decided that Mama or the boss or somebody was making all of his space for him, so he's in their valence. And then we get down the line further than that, and he becomes mobile objects. Solid objects, and you find this individual being trains and airplanes and so forth, but if you listen very carefully to him, you don't find him being any fixed objects. And he goes on down below there, and Lord knows what he becomes after that. I don't think you could communicate with him below that level. Now, as we process him, then we find that we increase his ability to be, and by increasing his ability to be, we increase his total performance in Scientology. Now, if you just sat there as an auditor and asked him to be this and be that and fish around and so forth, you would be doing one level of processing, but there are easier levels of processing for this. There's be, have, and do straight wire. What could you be without being exhausted? What could you be without being angry? What could you be without being stopped? Easier question. Who wouldn't you mind being? And we just get him fishing around on this and fishing around. And these other strange beingnesses will show up. We just neglect them. Well, now that's the easiest way to process this thing that I know of. And we find that we increase his ability to be just by straight wire. What could you... Well, what wouldn't you mind being? Who wouldn't you mind being? What could you be without being stopped? What could you be without becoming exhausted? What could you be without becoming angry? That also fits in with what could you do without being stopped? What could you do without being exhausted? What could you do without becoming angry? It also fits in with what could you have without being stopped? What could you have without being angry? What could you have without becoming exhausted? And we get one of the formulas of be, have, and do straight wire. There are several other formulas. But that's a very obvious one. So those preclears you've had any difficulty with in getting to be somebody who, as this little processing session earlier was assigned, just ask them, who wouldn't they mind being? What wouldn't they mind being? And you will find the whole difficulty will clear up fairly rapidly, and you will get the case on the road. You've seen how difficult it can be. Now let's see how easy it can be.